For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Kyra Pendle jump center for Mountain Home. For Jonesboro, it will be Destiny Salary. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lady Hurricane. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Mitchell into the front court. Throws over on the right elbow to Hardaway. She dribbles down towards the low block. Picks up a dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now kicks out on the right wing to Mitchell. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense to start. Ball goes up near the top to Clark. Over on the left side to Salary. Salary dribbles down into the paint, pulls up for the jumper, good. Destiny Salary puts Jonesboro on the board first. 2-0 our score as we are 33 seconds into this contest. Here is Emma Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing, throws up top to Penn. Over to Gilbert near on the left side near the corner. She's dribbling down towards paint, now kicks up top up to Foreman near the free throw line. Her jumper bounces around and goes in, and that ties the game up at 2-2. First tie of the evening. Sonny Martin into the front court, throws it up top to Mitchell. Dribbles to the left side, now goes down near the corner. Now a little more out to the wing, throws it up top to Sonny Martin. Over on the right side to Salary. Salary will kick it over in the corner to Clark. Clark dribbles down towards the lane and is called for double dribble. Jonesboro's first turnover of the evening with 6:49 left of the first quarter. We're tied at 2-2 right now. Emma Martin will walk the ball into the front court. It's Jonesboro in a man-to-man. Martin dribbles down towards the left corner. Now goes out back out to the wing. Throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the right side. She takes a screen from Foreman. Throws it up top to Penn. Over to Kate Gilbert on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Long rebound is chased down. And controlled by Kate Gilbert. Mountain Home's going to keep possession. Husky with it up top. Throws it up over to Emma Martin on the right side. Now Kate Gilbert has it. She'll dribble out to the up to the top. Now gives it to Foreman at the free throw line. She's going to try another jumper. This one will not go, and this time it is Salary with the rebound. And back comes the Lady Hurricane. Salary into the front court, dribbles to the left side. Now is going up for a running jumper. No good. May have drawn a little contact. No call. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here is Gilbert into the front court. She has it on the left wing. Throws it to Foreman. Over to Husky on the right side. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. Sonny Martin gets the rebound for Jonesboro. Back on the Lady Hurricane. She will give it into the left corner to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles out to the wing. Goes near the free throw line. Now goes back up top between the circles. A little over 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. We're tied at 2. Mitchell throws it on the right elbow to Hardaway. Now she's going down in the lane, going up for the layup, partially blocked by Foreman. Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Has it up at the top. Takes the screen, now gives it to Penn. Now back to Gilbert. Now Emma Martin has it. She'll set the offense. Emma Martin takes the screen from Penn, drills to the right side, finds Foreman on a low block. No good, but her layup no good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Kiana Hardaway picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against Jonesboro with 5:01 left to play in the first quarter. Anna Grace Foreman will shoot the first free throws of the evening. First one up, no good. One more chance to give Mountain Home their first lead of the night. Foreman's second shot is up and in. She gets one of two. She has all three of Mountain Home's points. That's the first lead change of the evening. 3-2, Lady Bombers on top. Less than 5 minutes left of the first quarter as Mitchell walks it into the front court. Throws over to Martin on the Sonny Martin on the left wing. Back to up top to Mitchell. She's going down into the lane. Kicks it down to Hardaway. Now over on the right wing, it goes to Clark. Her three-pointer, no good. Foreman gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. She throws out to Emma Martin. Emma Martin crosses the timeline. Gives it to Penn in the paint for the layup off the glass and in. Kyra Penn off the assist from Emma Martin, and it's a 5-2 Mountain Home lead. Less than 4.5 minutes left to the first quarter. Here's Sonny Martin with the ball on the right wing. Throws it up top to Salary. drills toward the right side, gives it near the corner to Clark. She dribbles up near the top, throws it there to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to pull up near the left elbow for the jumper. Good. Kayla Mitchell with her first 2 points of the night. 5-4, Mountain Home leading it. 4:05 left of this opening period. Emma Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the left side, is going down the lane, has the ball knocked away from her, and coming up with a steal was Kiana Hardaway, Mountain Home's first turnover of the evening. Here is Sunny Martin into the front court, throws it Salary. She has it on the left side, I mean right side, goes down into the corner. Now kicks it out across court to Mitchell. Her three-pointer misses everything. Salary with the offensive rebound and the putback. Destiny Salary with 4 points. Second lead change of the evening. Jonesboro is on top by a score of 6-5. 3:25 left in the first quarter. Emma Martin throws it to Kate Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert takes a screen from Penn, drills to the elbow, finds Foreman on the right side, gives it there to Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes to Sunny Martin. She comes back the other way for Jonesboro. Into the front court, throws over to Salary on the left side. Salary is going into the lane for a layup. No good. And looks like a jump ball is going to be called on the rebound, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. 3:05 left to play in the first quarter as Jonesboro makes her first substitution of the night. Brooklyn Dooley comes in replacing Tamia Clark. Dooley, a 5'5 senior. So 1 point Jonesboro lead as Gilbert walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Tries to throw it to Foreman. Pass was knocked away. Stolen by Mitchell. She's quickly back the other way. Going in, finding Sunny Martin in the lane. Her jumper off the glass, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. Mount Zion probably caught a break there as looked like Jonesboro had numbers. They just couldn't get the basket. Here is Emma Martin with it on the left wing. Takes a screen from Foreman. Now picks her drill, throws up top to Penn. Finds Foreman in the paint. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Back to Penn. Now to Foreman in the lane. And she's going to be called for the travel. Moved her pivot foot a little too much. Third turnover against Mountain Home. Anderson Yates checking in for Mountain Home for replacing Kyra Penn. And for Jonesboro, Kiana Hardaway is taking a seat as she'll be replaced by Chassie Jackson. Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Jackson, a 5'10 sophomore. 6-5, Jonesboro with the ball in the lead. 2:16 left in the first quarter. Ball goes on the right elbow to Jackson. She finds Sunny Martin on the right wing. Up top to Salary. She's going to put up the three-pointer, and good. Destiny Salary with 7 points now, and it's a 9-5 Jonesboro advantage. Less than 2 minutes left of the opening period. Emma Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills toward the left wing, throws up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right side. Down to Foreman in the lane. She puts up the turnaround jumper off the glass, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Salary. Back come the Lady Hurricane. Salary across the timeline, throws over on the right side to Dooley. Now up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drill towards the right elbow, picks up a drill, throws it up top to Dooley. Over on the right side to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to pull up near the right elbow for the jumper, no good. Rebound's knocked around, ball still loose, and I believe they're going to get a, nope, they're going to say Salary, and she was, her foot was on the baseline. And so that is out of bounds. It will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:19 left of the first quarter. A 4-point Lady Hurricane lead. Emma Martin into the front court. She's trying to set an offensive play up. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Now up top to Yates. Yates is going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Chastity Jackson. She'll throw it out to Sunny Martin, who brings it into the front court. Up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going down into the lane. Now kicks it out in the left corner to Jackson. Now ball goes to Dooley. Her three-pointer good. And the ball sails out of bounds. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 39 seconds left of the opening period. 9-5, Jonesboro on top. Emma Martin met at half court by her defender, Destiny Salary. Trying to avoid a 5-second count. And she does. No, she doesn't. I thought she got away from her defender enough, but they said nope, that's a 5-second count. So that is the fourth turnover against Mountain Home. with 23.7 seconds left of the first quarter. Jonesboro gets the ball back, leading 9-5. Lady Hurricane, by the way, the defending class, what was last year, the Class 6A state champions. Actually, Jonesboro swept both state titles last year. Mitchell across the timeline. She's going to hold for the last shot of the period. 10 seconds. Ball goes to Salary. She's going to try the three. May have been partially blocked. Sonny Martin gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it. Can't get it to go. Aston Yates gets the rebound. Is Mount Home going to get a shot off? They will not. So we have played 8 minutes. Our score at the end of the first quarter. Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 9-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.